George Hauser marked his 99th birthday in mid-July. That turned out to be the final milestone in a long and eventful life dedicated to both racial justice and nonviolence.
I came out of the civil rights movement. We organized the Congress of Racial Equality, of which I was executive secretary for 10 years. And we believed in nonviolent struggle against racial discrimination.
Born to Methodist missionaries and later ordained himself, Hauser's activism began when he was jailed as a draft resister in 1940. He co-founded CORE upon his release in 1942 and helped organize the first of what later became known as Freedom Rides in the Deep South in 1947. He was the last surviving member of the original 16 men from that pioneering action. But a few years later, George's attention and energies became focused on the racial divide in South Africa.
I heard in 1951 that the African National Congress was going to start a nonviolent direct action campaign against the apartheid laws in South Africa. So I got in touch with Walter Sisulu, who was the general secretary of the African National Congress, saying we were very interested in supporting their campaign. He welcomed our support, and could we represent them publicly in their defiance campaign?
He did, but that was only the beginning.
We organized a group here called Americans for South African Resistance, and we raised funds for legal defense and some for the families of breadwinners who had been sent off to prison. There were some 10,000 arrested in this campaign, 1952-53.
Africa remained a vital interest for Hauser for the next 50 years, during which he visited the continent more than 40 times. His last trip was in 2010, when he was honored for his work by the South African government, the occasion for this interview with KRCB. He said his dedication to that work grew out of his abhorrence of the bald racism inherent in apartheid.
It's segregation of a sort, but it's much more than that. I suppose it echoed days of slavery in our country. It meant that those who were black were of a different order. They can never rise above certain types of labor. And so the Africans were the labor supply for the white minority.
For years, Hauser said, he feared that he would not live to see apartheid ended. But in that, happily, he was wrong.
I thought it would never end. I was not optimistic, because the white-led government of the Afrikaners was very strong. And it took years of nonviolent campaigning plus international action, action like ours in the United States. But there was a strong anti-apartheid movement in Britain, in much of Europe, even in Asia, Japan, and a lot through the United Nations, calling for the release of Mandela and the others from prison and divestment.
George Hauser chronicled his firsthand experience of that long struggle in his 1989 memoir, No One Can Stop the Rain. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.